Boys, an absolute pleasure to catch up with one of the South Australian's greats in Michael Kingo Taylor,
yes,
who was inducted into the AFL Hall of Fame the other night. Emotional. It was beautiful to see. Well deserved.
Yep.
He's been a great man. He's been a great friend. And he joins the Rush Hour for the first time in 2022. Kingo, congratulations. And, mate, we're so proud of you. And it must have been emotional and a very proud moment for your family, the Taylor family.
Yeah, it was, Jars, because, you know, being a young country boy and a bit like Byrne, and you grew up in the, you know, in a community which loves sport, and we always want to see people do well, and coming to Adelaide at such a young age, and Norwood looking after me, it was just one of those best nights I've ever been to. And all the people there are just intertwined beautifully, like there's stars everywhere, but and you talk to them, and they have some wonderful stories.
Everyone I've heard speak about that night said it's the best night in the on the calendar in AFL football. So one day, maybe we'll go along one day as a guest, Bluey. We might be able to get there. Well, Jars is...
One week you'll get there.
Jars is in the waiting, so we might see if Maz... Make sure Maz is busy.
No.
Hey, Kingo, how many years in football from, you know, at the top level, both player and coach? Because you spent a lot of years at Nord, and then you're at Adelaide, you're at Collingwood, you're all over the place. How many years in total?
Well, Bern, I finished this year at Nord. That's the first year I've been out of footy. So. Jeez. And I'm not a young person, so it's from that point of view, it's a long, long time, many, many, many years. But I reckon it's one of these things, you learn your trade, and then you get to a certain point in your life, and you teach others.
Yep.
And you have an obligation, if you're good enough at it, to pass it on to the others. And they should pass to the next, to the next, to the next. So in general, we talk about generations, but certainly there should be a pass on from, you should, if you've got a skill, you should pass it on to others and make them a better person and have they have a better life.
Absolutely. Well said, mate. And congratulations. Hey, Michael, Jars mentioned your family. I'm sure you're extremely proud, but what about your family? What does it mean to them?
Yeah, well, see, I'm off a farm with six sisters, so they controlled me. That's why I left home at 15.
Geez,
so.
I've got four, and they controlled me too.
They're very dominating. I love them and love them, and my kids, I love them very much. They were so supportive, and, you know, travelling from Adelaide to interstate, then back again, then back to interstate, then back, and they were just so supportive. And you've got to have that support. If you don't have that support around you, things fall to bits, and because you come home grumpy sometimes, I tell you.
Yeah.
You know, there's some baggage there from, you know, when you play to when you coach, and you take it personally when you coach. I reckon, like, you know, you say, "Are these blokes listening? What's happening?" And your mind just goes through and through and through because you're so dedicated to footy. You do take a lot of baggage home.
You would have played and coached with and against some great players, some great coaches. Is there anyone that stands out that you either coached with or coached against or same in the playing days?
Bob Hammond. I think he came to Nord. You know, we were pretty lucky because when I came to Nord, they had a place called Carmel Court.
Yeah.
And there were 16 boarders, and it's a bit like an academy.
Yeah.
And Neil Craig was there and John Wynne and lots of other players, Glenn Rosser. And out of that bunch of 16, I think there was 12 that played either in a premiership or played league footy.
Jeez.
And we were such a close-knit. It was like a family.
Yeah.
And Phil Carman's mother looked after us, and that was just so good. But Bob Hammond came to the club and got us two premierships. And I think the first one was for 25 years.
Yeah.
And then we beat Sturt by a point a couple of years later. And from that point of view, he was certainly the person that I look up to even today.
Mm.
You know, from a point of view, he helped me so much.
What about Jars? What sort of experience have you had with Jars over the years?
He did describe off air. He goes, well, and I wrote it down. He described you as a great mate. Now, is this a two-way street or is he just thinking that you're mates? Because he hasn't got many.
He's talking fair dinkum. He is a good mate. Like a ripper. No, he's an absolute ripper.
Mm.
But the only problem with Jars is he's the second best player in his family. That is better.
He thinks he's
the best.
No, not.
The other bloke, so much better, it's not funny.
But don't worry, we remind him about that all the time.
What about the 6 years at the Adelaide Crows? We were there from day one. We were the inaugural. You were the inaugural assistant coach with Graham Corns and as a player, and that was a tough, hard, but a great journey to build a football club 30 odd years down the track.
Well, you work it out, Jars. We had 72 players on the list. I'd just come back from Collingwood. We'd won a premiership. Bob Hammond said to me the day after, you've got to get over here and start help Graham. So I had no time off at all.
Yeah.
I had 24 hours off, get back to Adelaide. The Crows are starting. Get to that footy park, and there's the weight room's about fit three people in,
yep.
And we had to go to this oval and that oval.
At Cohart.
But it was an adventure.
Yeah.
Absolute adventure. And all those guys that trained, we trained 10 out of 14 days. We had to get prepared to play at that level. And honestly, we flogged you blokes, absolutely flogged you. We had to
you
get
did.
Ready.
I couldn't move.
It was the hardest training I've ever been involved in. And I did the training with you. So
you did too.
So,
yeah.
You know, we did all the running, perhaps the ball skills we didn't do, but that was a magnificent adventure, but it was hard work.
First. Yeah.
But you fast track to 93, and we make a prelim final to get in the grand final.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the clubs we're playing against were about around 100 years plus, you know.
The great effort.
It was an amazing adventure. Yeah, amazing. Well,
you didn't mention the 93 yeah, prelim there.
I know that doesn't bring that us up. Out of the prelim. The set shot from the goal square.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know one year, Cornsey, end of pre-season once, he said, boys, get ready to do 100-100s. Anyway, he wanted a break. We just thought it was 100-100s. Anyway, Robert Walls was great. He was the first one to introduce it to Carlton. So Cornsey wanted to do 110. So how'd you go there, Joe? How'd you go?
Well,
I didn't collapse like Rudy Mandemaker, Greg Phillips. They all collapsed in front of me, Kingo, but I think I got three.
Actually, if you couldn't do it within the time, you had to go to the naughty group.
Yeah, you did.
And there he is. He's walking. Actually, he's crawling on his hands and knees. So I've gone back to come out a few drinks and gone back. He's still doing it.
You would have chafed up, I reckon, Jazz.
No,
you
Craig Phillips would have, those big thunder thighs.
The great man. Oh. Hey, mate, we know you're playing a bit of golf, but we thank you for your time, and it's just a beautiful, so proud of you, mate, and it's a great honour, and well done, and
Thanks, boys.
Thanks for your time, Kingo.
Thanks, mate. Cheers,
there
mate.
He is.
Great start.
There he is.
Great awesome. Story.
A South Australian great awesome. From Kangaroo Island, 15-year-old, and now an AFL Hall of Famer.
And only just finished at Nord last year. I didn't realise that.
Yeah, yeah.
He's still involved in football. Wow.
He's a beautiful soul. So there you go. Michael Kingo Taylor from the Nord Football Club.